This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. This is a thought exercise.
Okay.
All right. We of the thought partner variety, I'm simply going to point out that when Shador got his speeding tickets, that there was an outsized reaction to it.
Yeah.
So I came up with a way to present this, and I promise you this is not a trolling take. It's just a way to suss out how people feel about this.
Okay, I'm ready.
Which speeding ticket should, as a fan, you take greater umbrage with? Shador's speeding ticket or Myles Garrett, who effectively, they got busted right around the same spot, right around the same miles per hour.
It's easily Shador's. Listen, I don't care about either speeding ticket. Like, we had Bernie on, and Bernie told a story about him going 125. Like, I truthfully do not care. But if you're making me choose which one I care more about, I'd much rather have it be anybody but the quarterback.
Oh, see, it's interesting. Mine is 100% Myles.
Really?
Yeah, he's the $40 million man. If something were to happen to Myles,
like we've seen happen where the car flips over and then he misses games because of it, he missed the Atlanta game because of it.
It would have a so much bigger issue with that. And by the way, would much in the same way the Deshaun contract has screwed up the books for the next several years, if Myles then were incapacitated for any amount of time or if something serious happened, it would set your organization back. It would take you from, that's why they didn't trade Myles, by the way. They didn't trade Myles because they knew they couldn't substantiate not going into a full rebuild if you trade Myles Garrett. Same principle applies if something dire happens because you couldn't go. Oh, no, by the other. Myles is not only your
highest. Something dire is a different conversation, though.
But that's the whole point people take it to, right?
I wasn't phrasing it in my head as which one. I'm phrasing it like they both got the tickets. Which one are you mad about, et cetera? Not which one means more to the Browns if they happen to flip their car and have a dire situation.
I think the Browns should be more mad about Myles. Myles is almost 30. This is like the fourth incident Myles has had with a car. I'm not just trying to turn this into, I think my point is, like, here's Andrew Berry on Shador Sanders after the speeding tickets earlier in training camp.
Not smart, just not smart. And it's something that we've addressed with him. You know, he understands the implications. He understands the consequences. It's not just about yourself. Having a joyride is not just about, you know, driving a car really fast, but it's about the fact that you can endanger other people. It's about the fact that if a deer or someone, you know, cuts out in front of you, like your reaction time, it's just dangerous. And it's not something that we want our guys to be doing. It's not something that they should be doing. The number one reason is because we don't want some type of catastrophic accident. Like, right, we saw that, you know, 2 years ago in, what was it, Dallas or Houston with a player.
I would venture to say if Andrew was going to speak to the media tomorrow,
probably
not going to sound anything like that.
No.
So, like, I think it's much more problematic. Like, Shador's 22, 23 years old. He's coming into even more money at a very young age. I would expect some level of Car go fast, I go fast. Miles is a grown-ass man who's got a lot that a lot of life experience that Shador doesn't have.
I know. I think people look at the quarterbacks as a more serious thing, though, because a lot of the time this is reflective of decision-making. And decision-making at the quarterback spot, there's just a ton more that you have to do in a game than if you're Miles Garrett.
Now, it should be said, I'm not willing to run either out of town, and I think the reaction to speeding tickets, more often than not, gets very holier than art thou, and I think it's embarrassing when we do it. But I just think it's interesting, but to something you've pointed out, I have not yet heard. Actually, no, we got one guy, Craig on Twitter, saying it's time to void the guarantees on Garrett's contract. The dude is too freaking stupid to change his habits even after flipping a car. That's the one guy.
That's the one guy.
And in fairness, Craig, love and respect, you're a little unhinged about everything.
But you know, like, I'll be shocked if anyone in the national media does comment on it tomorrow, but the conversation around them will be, I can hear Coward already. It's not even like a surprise. It'll just be
Was he wearing a backward hat?
No, it'll just be as simple. You wear the backwards hat. Colin would not like you.
Yeah, that's why I'm never getting it on the volume.
That's it. That's right. He sees the videos.
A volume shooter, not allowed on the volume.
He's like, man, these guys sound great, but I can't stand the backwards hat. It just does not work for me. No, but he's going to simply say your quarterback is the decision maker. He makes decisions. You can do this as a defensive end. I don't want my quarterback to be doing it.
By the way,
I can hear it right now.
The idea that decisions on the field are anywhere close to decisions made off the field is the biggest force and the biggest reach in the history of sports.
You brought up the backwards hat. That's it's from that same level of thinking, line of thinking.
That's Colin. He's special regard.
But that's what it is, though. You want to know where that comes from. That's where that comes from. That's why a lot of people and GMs across the league, they agree with this sentiment that at 23 and a quarterback, they want you to be 43. Like, they expect more of you at a quarterback at 23. They don't expect the cornerback or the pass rusher or the wide receiver at 23 to act as if they're a 40-year-old, but they do the quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I think what's interesting is, and again, I just think it's an interesting exercise. Neither of us really care all that much about speeding tickets, let alone if it's Miles or if it's Shador. But once you get $40 million from an organization or $30 million, don't you owe it a little bit differently than if you're a rookie on a rookie contract? Don't you owe it to an organization?
Well, they did nothing
to
first,
behave.
The first three times he got cited for going this fast,
he was only making 20 then.
Why does he think the fourth time is all of a sudden going to break the Browns?
No. I don't, but I do think, like, I just think it's interesting. I personally think the way people have treated Shador, I understand why so many people have joined the Shahive almost in defense of some of the asinine storylines out there, and then they can't really muster up the same kind of vitriol when it's the best player face of the franchise doing almost to the letter of the speed, the exact same damn thing.
I mean, people, they do what they can get away with in many ways. And he can't get away with this with the police, obviously. But when it comes to the Browns, they've shown him in the past, they don't really treat it the way that they spoke about when it came down to Shador. They just don't. And if you're Miles Garrett, think about it like with us here at work. If they sent you an email, it's like important, must be at this company-wide event. And if you don't show up and then nothing happens, and then you do it three times in a row and nothing happens, it's not like you're going to have any incentive to want to come the fourth time.
216-474-0092. Which speeding ticket should we have a bigger issue with? This is a thought exercise. Neither of us are actually mad about this at all. If anything, I actually really enjoyed the Miles and Shador discourse on the sideline. And you can kind of see how Shador gets everybody on his side just by being playful with everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One in kind of getting people to gravitate towards this person.
Yeah, and I don't think that was an accident. And I thought it was interesting that the TV cameras kept going back to that interaction, but it was about a quarter's length of game time. And it was just, every time they kept going back to it, I was like, you can tell Miles is buying in.
Oh, see, what's interesting is I thought that was Shador wooing Miles and not the other way around.
Oh, I think about it, though, because it didn't happen until the third quarter. I thought it was Miles going over to Shador and trying to be like, hey, all right, I see what's going on here. I like what's going on here.
How'd the convo start?
I will. I mean,
hey,
we,
could I get away from you with one of my spins? Or
well, we
I can't remember the
hold
exact.
On. We know that's what got broadcasted out on the Browns platform. We don't know that's how the conversation started. And they did it between multiple drives. That was the interesting thing about it. So we don't know how it started.
Oh, I think Shador.
What I do know is while Dylan Gabriel and Deshaun Watson were looking like they were having the worst time imaginable sitting next to each other, Shador wasn't there.
All I'll say is it wouldn't surprise me if Shador understands winning the quarterback job, and whether that's week one or week six, is a lot more about the relationship and how I know you, how do you know me, even more so than it is just about who can ball and who can't.
I mean, listen, it would be smart of him if during one of the best performances and while the game is going on, he's like, I'm gonna make sure that I go over to Miles and then we can joke around and we can have a good time and we can talk about things. That's just smart, in my opinion.
Oh, no. I think maybe I put this the wrong way. I think Shador is smart enough to know being the best quarterback at football is only one of the things that truly matters in a quarterback kerfuffle. But being the best quarterback in a quarterback kerfuffle and having great relationships with the best players on your team and everybody else is 10 times what that first thing was.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was smart if he's the one that initiated it. But then again, if it was Miles that went over there and they had the convo, at least Shador was joking around having a good time with them. Like, it went the way it was supposed to go down.
I just think it's funny. Like, I kind of don't know what Miles, like, where. I think Miles just seems to be in his own world at most of the time. I don't mean that in like a mean way. Like, you know, I saw Miles in walking out of the facility at training camp, and he was just kind of smiling and just kind of looking everywhere. I was like, he's very content with where he is, and he should be.
He should be.
If I looked like that and made that kind of money and was that good at anything, I think I would feel that same way as well.
I mean, that's kind of the humor of the clip that you referenced right there, though, right? It's like Shador being like, hey, which, by the way, we should at some point talk about him asking about his spin move and then Miles basically being like, no, it won't work on me. But the idea that the spin move that everyone kind of gets on Shador and like, hey, this isn't good, Shador clearly looks at it like it's a good thing.
Well, he didn't get sacked two or three times.
He clearly looks at it like this is his own little cheat code. He's just waiting for everybody else to acknowledge that he doesn't get sacked on these things.
No. He's waiting until he's done enough good in the football field that they stop. Like,
because it will happen. At some point, that move will go from being a negative to people being like, that's a trait of his.
You know how this works. This works the same way in every business. When you are the low man in the totem pole, everything you do is scrutinized to a level where, like,
especially when it's different.
Now you move one rung up, you can get away with a little bit more. You move another rung up, all of a sudden, the things that they were blasting you for 2 weeks ago are the things they praise you for now. And if you get to that, the sweetest rung, the best rung, there's not a damn thing that's going to happen to you, no matter what you do. And I think that that same case is going to be made for Shador's Barry Sanders impressions.
Then you're just an innovator. Then all of a sudden, it's a cool party trick you have.
Craig high-roading us.
We got high-roaded?
Yeah, saying you'll care.
While talking about a road conversation?
They said you'll care when he runs over one of your kids or wives in the highway.
Oh, jeez. Come on, man.
Okay, buddy. Craig, I'm going to need you to simmer down quite a bit there.
No matter what we say, we'll not be able to control what other people do anyway.
We got more here. Brian on Twitter saying, the two of you defending speeding, if it's no big deal, makes my blood boil. Okay. Hey, Brian. Beating a woman and speeding. Real Sophie's choice there. Where are we going? What about any of the other things? I mean, listen, I'm not saying speeding is a victimless crime, but if it makes your blood boil, then you must be outraged about everything on the stinking planet. Was that too heavy-handed? Was that just right?
No, that's fine. Craig just went to a really dark image to begin with, though.
Mm. Radu on Twitter saying, Miles and Shador were comparing notes on speeding in Strongsville. You're going to make Brian's blood boil.
We don't want to make Brian mad.
Do not want to make him mad.
Don't high road Brian.
Craig. His blood is already boiling.
I do like when people say their blood is boiling. I think it's fun.
Because I know what that's like as somebody with a bad temper. I have had that. And it's no fun.
I feel bad. He's getting very angry over this of all things that we've said today. This is the one.
In case you missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.